Hello, everyone, and welcome back to All Whack. How's everyone doing today? I hope you're doing fantastic. Thank you for tuning in. So wonderful. All right, we're gonna kick it off today. Obviously, very excited, if you haven't noticed. So today, we're going to be talking about finding inspiration or holding on to the inspiration, because oftentimes you can find it, but you can't hold it, or you can hold it, but you can't find it. I hope the second part made sense. It made sense to me, but I don't know if it made sense. If it came across the same way to everyone else, I will try to put a description somewhere so you can figure that out. All right. Oftentimes, I get into this creative rut, whether it be for poetry, songs, podcasts, just anything remotely creative. Sometimes I'm just like, no. Not today, not ever, no thanks. But there are things that I do that sometimes can trigger the inspiration, and it's happening. All of it's happening at once, and I have to create whatever I can in that short amount of time. So today, I'm talking about inspiration, but also you're going to get lots of music recommendations, so stay tuned for that. One of the first things that I do to help me find my inspiration if I've lost it is to read. Now, usually nonfiction, oddly enough, helps me get a little bit better with my inspiration. One book that I read that helped a lot was called Big Magic, and it's by Elizabeth Gilbert. Highly, highly recommend. It's so intriguing, it's interesting, and it's one of those things that when I read it, I was like, oh, that's what that is called. Or she's just giving it a name for whatever creative thing that I have experienced. So the book is called Big Magic, and it's for the creative minds, basically. So if you're a very creative person, and I know a few of you are, highly recommend that book. Because she talks about my takeaway from this certain part of it was like a house elf, like, you know, Harry Potter, like Dobby. You have this creative other self that's like, you know, and I get this a lot too, because it's often when I'm talking to myself, like now, it's like, oh, I just have this like little tiny voice in my head where it's like, hey, here's a point here and work on this, and then here's another point, and this is what you should do. And I'm like, oh yeah, good thinking. That's what we should do. So, you know, I mean, you have that little creative voice in the back of your head that's like, hey, do this. And you're like, okay, I will. Sounds great. And then you're doing it, and it's awesome. And then you can kind of communicate with that little voice, because it's you. It's the logical, creative part of you that's like, hey, bro, do the things. And you're like, all right, I'll do the things. And then you're doing the things, and it's awesome. So highly recommend that book. And even if you don't consider yourself super creative, I still recommend it, because you might find out a lot about yourself just by reading that. You go, oh man, I've never thought about it that way before. That's fantastic. And then boom, you're writing novels. I'm just saying, life works in mysterious ways. However you want to take that. Also, when I'm writing, whether I'm writing for poetry, songs, just short stories, or even podcast episodes, when I'm writing everything down, I sometimes just look at the page that I'm writing on and go, what now? What is happening? And then I'm like, okay, maybe I just need to take a break. So I step away from that topic. Maybe I go work on a different topic. But sometimes that doesn't always work either, because then I get to that topic, I'm like, no, this feeling has just followed me, this is ridiculous, maybe I should just take a break from writing in general. So, and a lot of the creativeness that I do is writing, so I'm like, okay, I just gotta take a break, we'll come back at some point, hopefully soon. So oftentimes what I do is I go over to Planet Earth, like Planet Earth documentaries, and for some reason, that helps a ton, and I don't know why. I don't know why, but whenever I watch it, I'm like, oh man, so many new things have come to my mind, and now I can write again, and it's fantastic. And I just don't know how this is possible. It's happening and I can't control it. Another thing that I do is I talk to other people. I get out of the house sometimes. Sometimes I leave my house, be astonished. I go somewhere else and I'll bring all my stuff that I want to create with, or I'll bring a book and just read somewhere else. Maybe, you know, just being out of your typical environment sometimes can help get the creative juices flowing. And especially if you're with other people, or you're just people watching. Like, sometimes when I'm watching people, I just, like, they're my new character inspiration. Like, I get a whole character just inspired by a person that I saw. And then I can create this fictional person. But for all I know, the fictional person I'm creating is that person in real life. I mean, I don't know. I could have just predicted everything, and it's a very interesting thing. And one thing, another amazing thing that I highly recommend, especially if you do music or you write or you, you know, anything really, is I listen to music that I liked when I was younger. So I've been recently listening to a lot of Nirvana, and I've listened to some Beatles, Queen, man, I even looked up the Jonas Brothers because I was like, man, desperate times, man, called for desperate measures, throwing it back. Hey, but it was great. It was a good time. So sometimes that actually can help because I'm like, I'm familiar with these songs. I'm familiar with all of the creativity that these people had to offer. And then sometimes that can help because I go, oh, this would be an awesome, like, nostalgia. For nostalgia's sake, this would be a really cool, like, little short story or, you know, I'm just really nostalgic so I can write a poem out of it or something like that. And then that also leads into new music. I find a lot of new music. One artist that I've really been getting into, and this is a new-to-me artist. They've been around for a while, but Beck. Oh, man. Beck is something else. Holy crap. He is something else, you guys. I don't know. Is Beck just the dude, I think? I don't know. This is still new to me, so I haven't, like, done the creepy research that you gotta do to know stuff about people. But Beck is really something else. Each album is different, but the same. You can definitely tell that it's Beck. They have that signature just weird about them, and it's amazing. Highly, highly recommend Beck if you haven't listened. Very, very odd, but man, once you break through the initial weirdness, it's amazing. Another band that I've gotten into is Hoax, H-O-A-X, all caps. All I can say about them right now is because they're still pretty new, but I mean, they've sparked some great ideas, is they are so groovy. They're just groovy. Oh my god. It's just so... they're groovy. Enough said. And then how I've been finding new artists too, even if I just like the song, new songs, I guess is a better term, is I have Apple Music, so I go on the For You little tab thing at the bottom, and I just listen to some of the playlists that are on there, and so I find songs that I liked when I was younger and in the past, and then I'm like, oh, you know, I still like that, so I'll download it. But I mean, I don't like all of the songs, obviously. I mean, they can't know me 100%, but they try. They make a good effort, and I appreciate all their effort that they go through. So if you have Apple Music, I do recommend that. I don't know how Spotify works, so please don't ask, because I don't know how it works at all. I don't have Spotify. I've never really gone on Spotify. I don't understand. I understand Apple Music, and that's about it. I'm really not tech savvy. So, I mean, if you have questions, please ask Siri or Google. They will help you, and they'll help you a lot better than I can. So, one thing recently that has just blown my mind with inspiration and just overall just, I don't have a word for it. There's no word for it that I can come up with. But Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie. Now, I'm pretty sure this is like one of the most anticipated movies of the year, and for damn good reason. If you have not seen it, go see it right now, please. Go, like, I don't care. Stop the podcast. Go. Just do it. It is phenomenal. So good. I cried. I laughed. I felt all the emotions. But most importantly, I had this feeling. Now this feeling, I don't know if anyone has ever experienced this before, but the what was going on in my head was just crazy. It was just, my mind was just having all these, like, things were clicking into place. It was scary and amazing at the same time, because I'm in a theater, it's dark, and I'm watching a movie, and, like, my brain is just attacking itself in a very good way, but I was just horrified, but it was amazing at the same time. So, I mean, my brain was just clicking and clicking and clicking, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Pardon the F word there, but, I mean, I was like, what is happening? This feeling, it just came over my entire body. And, like, I'm pretty sure, like, my cousin and my brother who were on each side of me, I don't know if they could feel. John and Chandler, let me know if you could feel the feeling, like, this aura that was just coming off of me. Like, oh, my God. Like, it was just, oh, my God. It was just a feeling. And the feeling was telling me, like, hey, man, create shit. I don't care what it is, do it. Create it, do it. And I've heard about this. I've heard myths and tales and stories about this feeling where people at a certain point in their life, most people when they're super young, like 4, when they're age 4, they just know what they want to do with their life. But, oh my God, it was, I'm hoping that they had this feeling. They just don't remember. But I mean, having this feeling was just weird. But I was recently in a 48-hour film festival movie called Sarah. It's pretty great. You should watch it. Just saying. It's on Facebook. Hit me up. I'll get you there somehow. But I was in that, and it was a very new experience for me. I've never acted before in my life, ever in my life. Just saying. I mean, I've pretended, but I've never actually done it for anything. And it was just a weird experience. I would definitely do it again, I think. But it was for horror. I don't think I would do horror again. But I mean, I would definitely try to act again. I mean, and that was a lot of fun. So watching Bohemian Rhapsody, I was like, holy crap, I could act. Or I could just help people with the movie. Like, oh, you need water? I will get you water. You deserve the water. I'll get it for you. You need food? Where? I'll go. Tell me what you need. Or, you know, music, like, because, again, Queen is fantastic. Highly, highly recommend Queen. And, you know, just the music aspect of it, I was like, holy crap, like, they just went for it. They did the things and were not afraid at all, just at all. Now, Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, if you know Queen and, like, and you lived through Queen, if you lived through Queen, the timeline is not accurate. Really, it's very choppy. And when they, I'm gonna do a little bit, just a tiny bit of what is in the movie. So right after the Live Aid concert, we all know Freddie Mercury has passed. He is no longer with us, which is sad. He passed away of AIDS. But it seemed, the movie made it seem like right after the Live Aid concert is when he passed away, which did not happen. That's not what it was. He didn't pass away right after it. So, I mean, there are things like that that are a little bit off, and you're like, oh, that's kind of weird. But, I mean, it's still, if you don't know anything about Queen, like, oh my God, you will love it. I loved it, and I know some stuff about Queen, but, like, I mean, it was amazing. Despite the choppiness of the timeline, it was fantastic, so good, and I am grateful to it for giving me this all-consuming feeling of create, I don't care what it is, just do it and it'll be fantastic. Like, just do it. So that's, I mean, and that's kind of what sparked me just, because I hadn't planned to, like, an actual date of when to release the podcast, this Bohemian Rhapsody. I was just kind of like, boom, doing it, gotta do it. If I don't do it, I'm not gonna do it. So I did it. I just was like, boom, first episode, here you go, listen to it. And then I was like, okay, now I have to actually, like, create a schedule, like, when I'm gonna record, when I'm gonna release, you know, how I'm gonna get it out there. And so I kind of just impulsively released the episode, and then I was like, all right, now I really have to buckle down, figure out what I'm doing, and work on it. And I feel like that's the only way to really get me to do something. It's like, boom, take action immediately, impulsively, don't really think about it, and then just do it. And then you're like, oh crap, now I have to actually, like, go back, rake through what I'm doing, and figure it out. So I'm really grateful for Bohemian Rhapsody for, like, just pushing me to do that, and it's just wonderful. I highly, highly recommend Bohemian Rhapsody if you haven't seen it. And with all of that, I'm gonna depart with you today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble a lot about how I get inspired, how I lose inspiration. Holding it is difficult at times, but once I get in a groove, it's fantastic, and I can just go create forever, and it'll be, I think it's amazing. I love what I create, even if I hate it. I go, ugh, this is garbage. Love it. I feel like a lot of artists kind of go through that. They're like, oh, this is garbage, but I love it, keeping every bit of it, and then they go back and edit everything. But it's a process. Being creative is a process, and it's a wonderful thing. I love it. Couldn't recommend it more. So again, thank you so much for listening, everyone, and stay groovy, and I'll catch you next time.